a study conducted by the Mayo Clinic and published in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds that the incidence of childhood forearm fractures has increased 42% in the last 3 years. Why is it that kids' bones seem weaker than they used to be? Here to talk about it is Dr. Janet Pregler. She's an associate professor of medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles, and the director of the Iris Cantor UCLA Women's Health Center. Dr. Pregler, welcome back to Day to Day. And why is this happening?
I think this was a particularly concerning finding to those of us in the field of women's health because of the belief that this increase in childhood fractures relates to a decrease in calcium intake by children. Therefore, children's bones are not as strong. But importantly, children and adolescents are not building bone, so that we may be seeing a future epidemic of osteoporosis and osteoporotic fractures in the elderly and even in younger than elderly adults.
Are you able to say that the reason for this is an absence of calcium?
We cannot say that that's been conclusively proven. However, most public health experts believe that this is by far the most likely explanation for the increase in fractures that's being seen.
Kids are not drinking enough milk?
Absolutely. We're finding that, as an example, adolescents. And it's important to remember that we build the bone that we use basically for the rest of our lives during adolescence are clearly not getting enough calcium. In fact, less than half of adolescents reach the recommended intake of calcium.
What should kids be drinking?
It varies a little bit depending on age. Adolescence, which is the time where, again, most bone is made, should be getting between 1,200 and 1,500 milligrams of calcium daily. That's the equivalent of about 4 to 5 glasses of milk.
Wow.
And one of the things that I find people really don't know is that in order to reach that 1,200 to 1,500 milligram level, kids either need to be drinking quite a bit of milk, eating equivalent dairy products, and an equivalent of a glass of milk would be 8 ounces of yogurt or a serving of cheese, or basically taking supplements. I think sometimes we've given people a false impression, as an example, that if their children eat a lot of green vegetables that they'll get enough calcium. But in fact, even calcium-rich vegetables like broccoli don't contain that much calcium. In other words, you'd have to eat about 40 cups of broccoli per day to get to that 1,500 milligram level, and of course that's not really doable.
A 42% increase in fractured forearms in kids, it sounds like a really alarming number to me, but I don't see reflected in the news media, in our own business, a kind of an alarmist, kids really need more milk than they're getting.
It's interesting. There have been public health initiatives targeted toward this, both by the federal government and by the American Academy of Pediatrics. As an example, the federal government has supported our center to do outreach into the Latino community, specifically around the issue of calcium intake and osteoporosis. But I do think that there's been an underestimate in really the catastrophe that's being reflected in childhood nutrition, both in terms of lack of calcium intake and in terms of the epidemic of obesity. We're seeing the disease type 2 diabetes, which is obesity-related diabetes, in adolescents now. That was unheard of 20 years ago. And in fact, there are still European countries where this hasn't even been reported. Yet we're seeing this in growing numbers. And we're really setting ourselves up for a situation where these children now as adults and even as young adults are going to be suffering severe medical consequences of poor nutrition.
Dr. Janet Pregler, Associate Professor of Medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles, and Director of the Iris Cantor UCLA Women's Health Center. Thanks for coming in to Day to Day.
Thank you.